Hello, it's Allegra Lowenstein, and we have your Cake and Eat It Too podcast, episode 8. I wanted to follow up this episode with the content that I had originally planned for episode 7, which you can download at allegralowenstein.com. It's on my blog, and then there's a category for audio blog. I don't remember what it's called. Audio something. Which was supposed to be all about how triggers correspond to our inner Athena. And instead, I guess I was just really inner Persephone that day, because despite the fact that I go into each episode with a course of action in mind, somehow I just went in a totally different direction and told the story of Persephone and Demeter, and how that relates to alignment with our values, and how living out of alignment with our values and out of alignment with our own inner world. So go check that out at allegralowenstein.com. And today I'm going to go ahead and tell goddess myth, not really the whole myth, but we're going to talk about how your inner can be channeled when we are talking about triggers. Okay, so what's a trigger? All right, let's just kind of get ourselves on the same page here. A trigger is basically, you know, this is kind of a trendy word right now, and I think it's worthwhile to just explore what it means. Okay, so when I use the word trigger, I use it in two different contexts. So one of them is that we are getting triggered a particular emotional state, right? So really, really easy to happen. Our most loved ones, oddly enough. Right? I mean, you're going to think it would almost make sense if the random jackass on the corner that's rude to you would trigger you. And that guy can too. But really, the truth is that for most of us, we actually get more triggered by our parents, our in-laws, our spouse, our significant other, our children, and friends sometimes. Although, unless you're a really high drama person, I think it's less, except sometimes in roommate situations, right? So it's that level of intimacy, not romantic intimacy, but it's a level of intensity, I guess, that tends to correspond with how easily we get triggered. So there's the emotional state. That's basically what we're getting, this emotional state triggered. It's usually really the fact that there's a message, often from our childhood. If any of this starts ringing a bell for you, I encourage you to go to my website and buy my journals, because we all have messages from our childhood, whether they are from our family of origin, which is very common, or even just from society at large, the world in general. We have messages buried deep within us, in our subconscious, where we're really not even aware of them. And somebody says something, and there's not even really words to what is coming up, but there is this overwhelming feeling, freak out basically, that if we did put words to, it is usually some kind of false belief that's wrapped up in a message from our childhood. Okay, so whether it's that you're not good enough, or, you know, you're so emotional, or, you know, the only way to fix this is by eating, or you're ugly, you know, like, I don't even like to say that one, because that's just so sad to think about, but it's there, it happens. You're fat, you know, like all these horrible, when we have horrible thoughts about ourselves, it's usually wrapped up in some false belief. Now, sometimes we get those literally, like sometimes we had not the best of childhoods, and people actually said these things to us. And sometimes it's just that the mind of the child sees things very differently than the mind of the adult. And so you were a kid and you were really messy, and your parents were always like, oh my God, what happened in here? Right? No harmful intent behind it. They were probably getting triggered, right? A mess was triggering to them for whatever reason. Then they react. And then you, maybe in your child brain, turned it into like, it could be turned into anything, right? It could be turned into like, I'll never be an artist, or, you know, I'm a failure because I can't keep myself clean, or like, sometimes the childhood brain puts it into these weird messages that don't make sense, especially if you were in a generally loving home. And we're all human. I'm pretty sure I say things to my kids every day that they're going to talk about in therapy later in their life, right? And your parents did too, because just we're human, right? We're all human. We're all doing our best and we're all screwing it up all the time. Just the way life works. So are the messages that then get shoved down deep. And sometimes it's even loving messages, right? Like when we're talking about food, which we want to get to, we're talking about triggers at Athena, and I want to talk about food triggers, which we're going to come to next. Sometimes it's out of love, right? It's like, oh, honey, you had a bad day. Let's go get ice cream. Or, oh, honey, you did great on that test. Let's go get ice cream, right? So sometimes it's even these loving actions that translate into messages that get buried deep. And what your parents said about food is in the emotional eating detox. So if you know that's something for you, go get that and explore it. And they get trapped, right? They get trapped. And then it's hard to unravel them. Okay, so triggers in general is something happens in our day-to-day life and it brings up a strong emotional feeling that sometimes makes no sense. Often we don't even really understand why we feel so upset or, you know, why we're getting so mad and screaming at somebody. So it makes us feel sometimes out of control even, or confused. Okay, or at least some kind of emotion that is disproportionately large to whatever happened, right? Like my husband complained about the way somebody, some construction, or drilled a hole in our wall, and all of a sudden I'm feeling attacked, right? Like, that has nothing to do with my husband's problem with the hole in the wall. That has to do with some message, and this really did happen, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't even know what the message is, right? But like, why do I feel so attacked when I know that his problem is not even with me, but it's with this other person's workmanship, right? But it's because we're in an intense and intimate relationship. We live together. We're parenting our children together. We've been married for a long time. We were together for, right? Like, all these things magnify. And so just say inside my head later, not in the moment. In the moment, I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't even know what I said. It doesn't matter. I was triggered. After the fact, I tell myself, thank you, honey, for this opportunity to self-reflect and understand why I'm getting so triggered about this hole in the wall. So the opportunity to self-improve, because if we're not self-improving, why are we here? That's my philosophy. Where am I an expert? I am an expert on emotional eating. So let's talk about how this general idea of a trigger, this general idea of something causing us a strong emotional reaction, comes into food. It comes into food. A trigger with food is usually we are stuffing ourselves on something and we feel bad about it and we don't even know why we're doing it. And we can't stop it in the moment. Okay, so whether it's the end of the day and you're like, oh my God, I'm just gonna eat one piece of pizza. I don't even really want pizza. My family got pizza. I'm just going to eat one piece, then I'm going to have some fruit, then I'm going to go to bed. And all of a sudden you're four pieces in and you're like, why can't I stop? Or end of the day, you're like halfway through the entire bag of chocolate covered almonds, Laffy Taffy or Hot Cheetos or whatever. Or end of the day, have you noticed a theme? End of the day is the most common time that we are triggered into overeating. End of the day and, you know, you take out entree and you're like, I'm just going to eat half and then I'm going to take the rest of the leftovers for lunch. And then you eat the whole thing and you're like, why did I do that? So a trigger when it comes to overeating, you usually are going to recognize the fact that you're overeating before you ever can figure out what the trigger is, right? So with emotional triggers, it's almost easier in the opposite where you're like, oh, that thing that that person did made me so mad. Now, you don't necessarily see all the inner workings of your brain, but you usually can see the trigger. But with food, this is why I want to talk about it with our inner Athena. With food, it's like actually the triggers are more complicated. So you tend to see the action more than the trigger itself, right? So why Athena when we want to talk about overeating? Because I've given you so many good nuggets of info here, right? So the first one is that the number one time that people overeat is at the end of the day. And that is actually the reason why it's Athena and not one of the other gods or goddesses. Athena, goddess of war. And when you're overeating, it is almost guaranteed that you are in battle mode. You are stressed out. Stress hormones, your cortisol, and the other ones right now, you know, your cortisol is pumping. You are more or less, I mean, this is the modern world, unfortunately. We're basically stressed out all the time. Instead of getting a surge of cortisol because we saw a toothed cat coming after us and we need to run from it, and we need a surge of cortisol so that we're faster, make decisions, we're physically faster and we're mentally faster. Okay, when you're under the influence of cortisol, this is why it's the battle drug. You are actually physically enhanced, mentally enhanced speed-wise. You make decisions faster. Unfortunately, the way that you're making the decisions faster is your brain is actually shutting down logic and reason. You don't have time. You do not have time for logic and reason when the lion is coming after you in the woods. So, okay, Athena in battle mode is our stress hormones pumping. All right? Evolutionarily, that is designed for, like I said, you know, the woolly mammoth is charging and you have to get away. You have to be fast and you can't really analyze the situation. It's more like run. That's it. That thought comes to you really fast. But in modern times, unfortunately, we don't get a surge of cortisol to flee our predator. We have a slow drip of cortisol all day long. And we more or less rely on willpower to not flip out and freak out and do something crazy when we're at work or when we're taking care of our kids or whatever we're doing. All of the above, in many cases. And then willpower is a finite resource. So by the end of the day, it's used up. That's one thing. Also, as the sun goes down, as far as biorhythms goes, we actually become less inhibited. So you have two biological forces. It has nothing to do with your morals or your, you know, value as a human being. You've had a slow drip of cortisol, your willpower is used up, and your inhibitions are going away, and you're going to overeat. It's just the way it is, all right? Instead of Athena being in battle mode to run from the lion or fight the lion, or, you know, battle mode is good, like if you're water heater has started overflowing, you need to get everything out of the house really quick and call the plumber and deal with that. Cortisol is great for that. And it's really, really bad when we're in battle mode all the time, right? Like, that's a modern day battle mode, right? Like, deal with the overflowing water heater. I'm gonna take care of it. I'm gonna conquer it. I'm gonna win. My house will not be destroyed. Battle mode all day long of like, oh my God, this report is due. Oh my God, this thing happened on the other side of the building or the campus. Oh my God, my kid's teacher called me. Oh, this email. Oh, this person's pissing me off. That is modern day cortisol demands. Even the goddess gets worn out, right? Even our inner Athena, even our goddess of war is not meant to be at battle all the time. It's just not the way it's meant to be. So how is it meant to be? Well, guess what? Guess what Athena also is? Athena is also the goddess of wisdom. And I love this parallel, right? Because how do we get ourselves out of battle mode? How do we stop the slow drip of cortisol and reserve it for true emergency situations? Goddess of wisdom and goddess of war. Well, guess what's one of the most important aptitudes in war? It's actually strategy. So if we are in battle mode all the time, if we are overeating on a regular basis, we are going to have extra weight. We are going to feel like crap. We are going to be beating ourselves up for it. We are going to be feeling like, you know, morally flawed because we're confused about the fact that willpower is not a moral, that willpower is a finite resource, but we're going to think that if we just had more willpower, we wouldn't be doing this when that is all messed up and confused. So what can we do? We can strategize, okay? And this is even a temporary solution as we build up our other goddess strengths, because strategy does rely on willpower to some extent. But the point is that with strategy, we're getting ahead of the curve. And we're not waiting until we're in the moment of battle, until we're so depleted and worn out that even our battle hormones can't kick us through anymore. We've battled all day long and we're just going to give up at the end of the day biologically, right? Like in our head, we're still berating ourselves, but biologically it's like, oh my God, just give me the takeout, give me the pizza, give me the candy, give me the whatever. So by front-ending our willpower into strategy, we can get ahead of the curve, okay? And so the strategy should account for two things. It should account for food, that's really important, and it should account for stress. That's actually the long-term solution. So how do we account for food using our inner Athena strategy and wisdom skills? We gotta be ruthless, ruthlessly honest. Okay, I'm never about torturing yourself or making decisions that sound sucky, because if it sounds sucky, it's going to be sucky, and if it's sucky, you're not going to do it. So, ruthlessly honest, okay? If you're not going to be with a person who spends all day Sunday cooking and prepping all their food for the week, then don't tell yourself you're going to be that person, because there's many, many ways to deal with it. Bring your inner Athena out, right? Athena doesn't have one battle strategy for every battle. She's a freaking goddess. You have access to her, and she makes a different strategy for every battle, right? Every war that she fights, she approaches it differently. Okay, and I mean, I'm not trying to like make your life into a battle zone, but sometimes it does feel that way. And when we're overeating, it's usually because it does feel that way, and it has been feeling that way for a while. So the trigger, when we're talking about Athena, okay, the action is easier to recognize. The action is overeating, or eating when you're telling yourself you don't want to, or being unable to stick to whatever plan that you've come up with. Okay, that's the action. And those are typically negative. Those are actions that make us feel bad. The trigger is the critical thing here. Okay, because usually the message that we get is that, oh, well, we only have that action because we don't have enough willpower. And that's just BS. Forget about that. We have that action because we're not allowing our inner Athena to use her full skill set. Right, we're kind of becoming a victim to our environment and trying to battle it out and then being depleted. And our poor inner Athena is worn out at the end of the day and she's like, whatever, just feed me. So we have to cultivate that inner Athena, make a plan in advance. So we put the willpower at the front, so when it's all used up, we're prepared. So many, many ways that we can plan for food, right? We can give ourselves a pantry makeover. This is a service that I offer. You can do it on your own as well. It won't solve all your problems, but it helps step in the right direction. It is go through, get rid of the worst culprits, and replace them with something equally enjoyable, but healthier. We can do like a variety of meal planning or meal prep that suits us and our lifestyle. And that's the ruthless honesty. You know, don't try to take somebody's plan and apply it to your life if it sounds sucky. Just don't waste your time. It can even be as like simple as finding some healthy takeout restaurants or targeting a deli where you're like, okay, I know I can go there and I can get some healthier things and I still don't have to cook because that's not in my reality right now. Right? So that's also that ruthless honesty of we get into these shoulds, right? Like, oh, I should be cooking all my food at home. Like, okay, yeah, that's a great goal. But if that's so far away from your reality, you're going to sabotage yourself by trying to make yourself do that. Throw it out, okay? If it sounds sucky or if it's just not realistic, toss it and come back to it later. So how do we cultivate that inner Athena so that we can avoid the triggers, right? We're cultivating the other skills of Athena, the wisdom and the strategy, so that we can avoid the triggers, which are really complicated and complex when it comes to food, so that we stop the negative actions that make us feel bad and cause our health to decline and cause us to have extra weight that doesn't feel good on our bodies. Okay, the actions, we know it's overeating, typically. That's typically the cause, most common reason why we have extra weight, we're overeating. Building out that Athena skill set is the answer to unraveling the complex reasons why we're overeating. More solutions. Pantry makeover, realistic meal planning / meal prep, whatever that looks like for you, researching some healthier takeout restaurants to picking one meal to like double the recipe and eat a few times in the week, to whatever it is that's realistic and sounds good. You know, it should sound good. That's how you're gonna succeed and sustain, to maybe taking some other things off of your plate so that there's a little bit of wiggle room to have the time to eat the healthy food, right? Say no to that invitation, you know, whatever. Tell somebody you can't write the report, even if the person who's going to write it isn't going to do as good of a job as you, okay? I get it. This is me. This is my clients. We're high achieving, high standards. It drives us crazy sometimes when people aren't going to do things to the same level. And we're like, well, forget about it. I'll just do it myself. But honestly, sometimes you just have to cut it away and be like, that person can do it and they can do a crappy job. And I'm going to let go, let go of that level of control. So cutting things out of your busy schedule to make a little bit of room so you can even figure out what does work. All right. That is actually how we cultivate our inner Athena, other skill set. That's how we give ourselves the room and the space and the time to have a strategy, have a plan, use our wisdom, and keep ourselves out of battle mode. Because I mean, honestly, the best war is the war where you never go to battle, right? I mean, the best war is the war that you win without ever having a physical battle on the ground, right? There's diplomacy. Diplomacy is actually a strategy of warfare, right? Hey, don't go to war, make friends. How about, I apologize, I record this outside and there's a plane going overhead. So apologies for the background noise. Another strategy, wisdom aspect, diplomacy, befriend, you know, get rid of liabilities. That's cleaning out the extra busy in your schedule, knowing what the strategy for if you have to go to battle, right? So that's like knowing what the healthy takeouts are, because you're going to be tired at the end of the day and you're going to need to know what you're going to eat. And if you didn't prepare food and you thought you were going to have time and now you don't, okay, plan B. So it's about kind of a realistic plan A. So I hope that this idea of how Athena can help you is powerful for you. I know a lot of my clients and the women that I patients to, my talks and workshops, the idea of personifying the skill set as an inner god or goddess is really powerful. It helps us understand that if we're getting hangry, or if we're overeating as we tell ourselves not to overeat, that is our inner goddess out of balance. It actually all goes back to hormones, right? It goes back to that cortisol. When our hormones are, we think that we have free will, but actually we really do what our hormones want us to. And so understanding how those hormones come to life through our inner gods and goddesses can be really transformational. If you like this and you're interested in it and you want to learn more, I do recommend, of course, always journaling is one of my favorite tools. You can get the Body Wisdom Journal. It's available now. It covers some of the same content. And the Inner Goddess Journal is scheduled for 2019 release, I hope. So check back, of course, go to AllegraLowenstein.com to hear your thoughts, leave me a message, and leave your comments to this this podcast on my blog where I link to every podcast episode. We're going to wrap it up today with the sound of a flowing spring.